Welcome back, everybody. I might be happy when it rains, but I don't like it when the economy is tanking. And it doesn't matter what mountain of garbage, lies, and spin room BS is used to explain it. This is not good. It is not supposed to be this way. And the interesting thing, despite our friend CJ's protestations to the contrary, is even the MAGAs are starting to freak out a little bit. There is a right-wing influencer. His name is Richard Hanania. I don't know how to say this guy's name. It's Hanania. I think that's it. Anyways, Charlie Sykes left me some breadcrumbs to this guy. This guy is a huge MAGA. Huge MAGA. He actually wrote this. For those asking now, yes, voting for Trump was a mistake. Again, this is from like a big cheerleader of the MAGA movement. Yes, voting for Trump was a mistake. I thought we'd get a repeat of the first administration, but we didn't. The signs were there. I just didn't believe them. I didn't take the awfulness of Trump and MAGA seriously enough. Nobody knew how bad. The most extreme clinical case of Trump derangement syndrome was closest to truth. This is a guy who is pro-MAGA and Trump. You can't make it up. How about this, CJ? You think Jamie Dimon might have it a little bit more accurately than the MAGAs on this? Finally came around and had this to say. This is Jamie Dimon, CEO of JPMorgan Chase. We are likely to see inflationary outcomes. Whether or not the menu of tariff causes a recession remains in question, but it will slow down growth. Bill Ackman, everybody remember Bill Ackman? Big Trump supporter. Big Trump supporter. Loved him. Billionaire. These are all billionaires, by the way. The president is losing the confidence of business leaders around the globe. This is not what we voted for. We are heading for a self-induced economic nuclear winter. And we should start hunkering down. Gee whiz, Bill. Where were you back in October, buddy? How about this? Richard Branson, CEO of Virgin Group and the founder thereof. This is the moment to own up to a colossal mistake and change course. Otherwise, America will face ruin for years to come. Jay Hatfield, another conservative, he's the CEO of Infrastructure Capital Advisors, said this. This is unambiguously stupid. If only Jamie Dimon had been warned. You know what I'm saying? But Jamie Dimon had this to say about tariffs just back in January. If it's a little inflationary, but good for national security, so be it. Get over it. Again, Jamie Dimon now. The quicker this issue is resolved, the better, because some of the negative effects increase cumulatively over time and would be hard to reverse. Oops. It's just no strategy here. None. By the way, here are the potential rationales for the tariffs. It's about fentanyl, except it's not, because more fentanyl comes in through the U.S., Mexico, and Canada borders by citizens and in small packages, and there's the $1,000, like $800 exemption on Chinese tariffs, and most of the fentanyl comes in through these small packages. Anyway, okay, so it's not really about fentanyl, so it's not that. Other ones, it's about the trade balance. Basically, every single thing that you've heard Donald Trump say about trade deficits is all a lie, at best, a mischaracterization. The U.S. hasn't had a trade surplus in goods in decades because we consume a ton of stuff. We have a trade surplus in services. What's going to happen there? By the way, no country has a just like net zero trade, perfectly balanced trade. That doesn't exist. Bring manufacturing back. Well, that's going to take a long time, and that would require the tariffs to be semi-permanent. But that's not what half of the Trump administration officials are saying. Well, then if it's not permanent and it's not about bringing manufacturing back, well, then it's about It's a negotiating strategy. You know who's happy? Rich people. Of which Donald Trump is one. Now, I'm going to give you three possible sort of techno-speak economist reads on what happens next. Some sort of deal is made with China. And I'm talking about on tariffs. That's option one. I don't think that's where we're headed, but maybe that's where it's headed. And if they get some kind of deal with China, then maybe that creates some space for some other deals to get cut with the EU and other big trading partners. I'm not holding my breath. It seems far too chaotic to be that. Another outcome is Donald Trump just digs in and, like, this is what we're living with for God knows how long. In which case, people who are of Main Street, who are truthfully saying, we're not happy, we're feeling pain, it will be up to us to stand up and say, this is not what we voted for. And then I think the third option is just kind of more chaos and maybe some small side deals, and then it's just going to degrade into basically corrupt favor trading, and I'll pick winners and losers. Who thinks that one might be the most likely option here? The favor trading and corruption. It's not looking good at all. So tighten your belts. It's going to be a wild ride. I will be here with each and every one of you every day to get us all through it together. Whew. Tomorrow, I'm going to have Dan Schaefer on. We're going to chat about what the tanking economy means here in Wisconsin politics. What's next? You might even listen to Rojo try to defend some of this craziness. All tomorrow, right here on the Maggie Dawn Show. Keep it locked. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it's always better when we stand together.